Hi, Paul. The team generated quite a lot of chances last game. Not enough went in, but do you feel like there's that's a positive that you're getting enough chances like that?
It is. It's a positive. As long as you're not generating those chances, not scoring at a great expense to your defensive game, which I don't feel was the case in that game. We outchanced that team, and I think we've got enough guys to score. Now we've got two guys in our lineup that have been 30 plus over the course of their career. It's been a while since either one of them have done it, but there's probably 7 guys there that we think could contribute offensively, and we expect them to regularly. And I'm not talking about, when I say younger players, some other guys, we're not expecting, Andrew Kopp to put 15 in yet, but there's enough offense on our team.
Andre Pavlik said he's feeling good. Been out there a lot lately.
Yeah.
Is there any chance we're going to see him in a game here coming up, either with the Jets or the Moose?
He's starting to feel better and stronger on the ice. He's starting to look that. He still has a ways to go before I think he's ready for a 60-minute hockey game, either in the American League or in the NHL. The next step is he's going to have to hold his own net in practice and run straight through it. So. I think it's a matter of days, not weeks, before we get him to the point that at least then it becomes my decision on when I want to put him in. But it's not there yet.
So no chance that he would be able to play Saturday with the Moose?
I don't know that I'm looking that far ahead. It's days.
Paul, he just told us he'd be ready to play tomorrow if you needed him. Yeah. Comment.
Was the second part of that phrase important?
I don't know.
That's a real critical piece, right? Because I've had the vast majority of players in the NHL will tell you, and that's with guys who are at 60%, if you need me, I can play. I don't want to put a goaltender in a position that he's not at 100% and he hasn't played in 2.5 months. That wouldn't be the time where we're squeezing him back in a few days early based on being out as long as he has.
What kinds of things in your head have you been wrestling about with your team? I mean, the other night it was 5 goals against with an empty net goal. The plot of the season has been frequently that, where you just haven't been able to match the defensive performance your team had last year. What kinds of things have you been wrestling with to try to return to that or get back to that?
The future of where I see this team and the style of play that we're going to play. So, and there's good examples maybe around the league right now. Last year, we played really hard defensively, and it was good, and got into a playoff series and didn't win a game. The other team played hard, and there was a skill level there I didn't think we could get to. It's 1 or 2 goals. It's not that far off it. So there's been a fairly significant shift in a year that I didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about at the start and won't now, because there are no excuses that we would ever use, because there's always going to be one. Even when you're a contending team, you're always going to face some adversity. So if that's the way you handle it, come out and all talk about all the things you're not, you're never getting over the hump. But we have 4 younger players in our lineup and our style, and we look a little bit different. And as we grow and mature, we'll be able to become a better defensive team with a higher skill level. So the biggest number that we struggle with is our penalty killing number, the volume of penalties that we've taken and our inability to keep it out of our net. When you look at us 5-on-5 from a defensive point of view, we're not that far off. And so I'm not as worried about how we're going to look defensively going forward. I understand there's some struggles with that right now. And it's not a matter of living with it. It's you work on it every day, and it's not getting fixed in a day. Penalty killers are a perfect example. You don't see a lot of young guys killing penalties in the league. It takes a while to develop those assets. If you watch Anaheim's penalty killing, it's the number one in the league right now, and a great player like Andrew Cogliano comes in. He's quick, and he's on the puck, and he's got great sticks, and you take him back to when he came into the league. That was absolutely not the case. So it's not either or. That you can be a good offensive team or a good defensive team. You can do both. I think we have and we will continue to try to upgrade that skill level, and it takes some of that time before that skill level can play that game defensively. Even 5-on-5, we're not as far off. I mean, we've clearly struggled with our penalty kill, but we're very good in parts of our penalty kill statistically. We're very good up ice, and we're very good at the blue line in terms of the number of teams that knife through us and get action off that. I mean, the top five might be third right now. We got two or three stats that aren't very, very good, and I'm not sure how quickly we can easily fix those.
Do you see Mark Scheifele as a different kind of centerman when he's playing with speedy guys like Ehlers and Wheeler? Is there something different about his game, or has to be something different
about
his game?
So he can shift his game a little bit. So when he played with Ehlers and Perreault, it was a little bit more of a playmaking game. When he plays with these Wheeler and Nick Ehlers, then there's so much more speed on that line. Mark's still recovering, I think, from his, like, he's at, physically at 100%, but not back up to speed, had the 5-day break. So his speed element is usually more noticeable when he plays with faster players. The positive of that is it makes him a really versatile center.
Paul, what did you think of the Dennis Weidman suspension?
So how they got to the number is not what I do for a living. That's a dangerous job, those guys out there. So I understand the need to make sure that they feel protected on the ice. I mean, I think those guys get hit a lot more than people think. I know they do, because players on both benches complains every time we rip a puck off one of their knees to get out of the way, like they were trying to block the shot. So it's a tough job. I understand the league's need to feel that those guys can work in as safe a working environment as they can.